The first draft of the final agreement sets a two-year transitional government to be chaired by a prime minister chosen by civilian leaders. The agreement also mandates the appointment of 26 ministers by the prime minister. Regional and state governors shall be appointed in consultation with the leaders of the revolution. Members of the chamber, which will control government, should not be less than 160, but not exceed 300 appointed representatives. The Legislative Council has the power to overthrow the transitional government with a vote of no confidence, approved by 80% of its members. Khaled Omar Youssef, official spokesperson for the political process, told reporters in Khartoum Sunday the draft was part of discussions at a workshop held earlier this month.
The drafting committee used the draft resolution of the four conferences as the basis for drafting the final draft agreement, which reflects the opinion of more than 3,000 participants who were drawn from all sorts of life in Sudan. They only changed the language of the resolutions into the language of the agreement.
Under the draft agreement, military and civilian leaders identified five key issues: dismantling elements of former President Omar al-Bashir's government, transitional justice, and security reforms. Parties are expected to submit resolutions on security reforms by tomorrow. Youssef said resolutions on security reforms will be added to the final agreement before April the 1st.
The parties agreed to finish drafting the final political agreement on March 29th. It is the same date that they will receive the resolution on the army and security reforms workshop and to be added to the draft agreement.
Some signatories to the Juba peace deal have refused to join the political process after rejecting the framework agreement. Mohamed Zakaria is a spokesman for a group calling itself Democratic Bloc. He tells this program that his group has engaged in several meetings with military and civilian leaders to reach a consensus on some issues before they join the political process.
We met with the chairman of the Sovereign Council, Al Burhan, and his deputy, and we agreed on many of these issues, and we now have a draft that is accepted by both parties.
The signatories to the framework agreement are expected to sign a final agreement on April 1st, a transitional constitution on April 6th, and appoint a civilian government on April 11th, which will mark the beginning of a transitional period for another 2 years. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum.